It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is our annual, I don't know how many years we've done this, but it's been a long time. Our dear friends, Drive Hall of Famers, Vinny and Natalie Chalurzo, owners of Russian River Brewing in Santa Rosa on 4th Street and the new amazing place in Windsor. And it is time, February, almost, well, tomorrow's February 1st, I think. But what do I know? It is, that means it's time for Pliny the Younger, and this is our Pliny the Younger annual spectacular, Vinny and Natalie. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Steve, how are you?
All right. Mark Carpenter and Herlinda, of course, are here.
How are we doing, brother?
Brouhaha. Good.
It's my favorite day of the year. It's like Christmas.
Yeah, and, you know, it's because they love us, we love them. They bring in a growler of Pliny the Younger into the studio before it's released to anyone.
There's never been this many people in this room, probably.
It's just coincidence.
I have no idea.
My son just happened to be able to come up with me today.
Yeah, his son's here, too.
Yeah.
And his wife. Okay, cool. Okay, before we get into this and talk, and I can't wait to hear what Mark and Herlinda and you guys have to say about this this year's Pliny the Younger. It starts tomorrow again. Natalie, it's like 11 o'clock. And now that you have the place in Windsor, the new place, how is this going to play out?
Well, I'd say that for us is the greatest unknown. So there's definitely a lot of excitement and a lot of anxiety about this year's release because we don't know what we don't know yet. We expect that it will kind of help lighten the crowds a little bit downtown. To what extent, we don't really know.
So you can go to either place, Windsor or downtown.
Yeah.
And stand in line.
For 2 weeks, starting tomorrow at 11 o'clock when we open both pubs, and it'll be released at both locations until Valentine's Day.
And how does it work again? You know, people are in line, and then they can buy a certain amount?
Yeah. So we hand out wristbands that are dated and colored, and now this year we'll have Santa Rosa or Windsor also on there, so you can't cut the line at the other location. I know, we're getting good at this, right?
As Natalie says, you got to think like a criminal.
Yeah. And then there's a three-hour time limit, three-hour maximum, to help keep the line moving because we are sensitive to people standing outside in the cold and the rain and just standing there for long periods of time. And then we have pull tabs on these wristbands. There's three pull tabs, and so you're limited to a maximum of three Pliny the Youngers. We do that for responsible beverage consumption because it is 10.25% alcohol. So we have learned a lot in the last 15 years, and I think we're getting pretty good at it and have certainly got a lot of positive feedback from the folks who come downtown and have merely implemented the same kind of procedures up in Windsor, and of course we just kind of have to wait and see what happens tomorrow.
And they come from all over the world. That is what's so amazing.
It's amazing. It really is. And for good reason.
Well, all right. Let's go right there, Mark. You're tasting it. Before we ask Vinny how this year differs from other years with Pliny the Younger.
Well, I would like for Vinny to just remind us the alcohol.
Yeah, it's 10.25% alcohol.
And the IBUs?
What are you, a wimp?
You should have seen it back in the first year when it was 11%.
Oy vey.
And we didn't have any limits.
Yeah.
You could have as much as you wanted and stay as long as you wanted.
IBUs, you know, we don't do an IBU test on this beer.
They're adequate.
I say gobs.
Yeah. So. Well, like they used to say about the horsepower on the Rolls Royce, it's adequate.
Yeah.
So what's different this year? Because it's different every year, pretty much.
It's a little different. I don't know, Mark, what do you think first?
Oh, I think it's great. I think it has a wonderful aroma, very light aroma. I was a little surprised. I expected it to be a little bigger aroma, but it's so subtle and nice. And then when you take it in your mouth, and you get to great hoppy flavors that are all there.
The finish is amazing to me.
The finish
maybe more than
very
recent
nice.
Years.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
Very nice finish.
Yeah, it's a fuller finish.
Yeah.
So the recipe is 90% the same most years now. Maybe in the past there was more differences, but But, you know, we've honed it in. So now it's a game of hops. You know, it's a Game of Thrones, game of hops.
Is it different hops than before?
You know,
the
foundation is always is two hops, two of my favorite hops, Simcoe and Amarillo. Yeah. Simcoe's a hop that's got a really distinctive pine and grapefruit and a little pungent quality. And then Amarillo's really distinctive stone fruit, so peach, apricot. Those have always been the foundation, with a few other hops peppered in. And then the other hops have kind of come and gone. This year, the big difference addition is a little bit of Citra hop. Citra is the most now the most used hop in
the craft
beer.
Yeah, we've been hearing about that.
Is it really
most grown, I guess, in acreage? Cascade, we just came from the hop convention. Cascade's still the most used, but in a couple of years it'll be Citra. So there's more Citra in the ground now than anything else. And Citra, as the name implies, it's citrus, and I think it contributes a really nice tangerine quality.
Yeah, I get that.
That
may be what I was detecting. Expecting to taste that because I love Citra.
Yeah.
When it first came out, I grabbed that one and started making beers with it.
And I'm just the opposite. I was kind of a late bloomer with Citra. We only started using it recently.
Yeah. Really?
It just took a while for me to find kind of the window. In the hop industry, it's called the picking window. Every hop has about an 8 to 10 day window to pick. And if you pull Citra from day one and day 10 of harvest, they'll be totally different. And so figuring out what we like, what we don't like.
We're having fun. It's the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Today featuring Russian River Brewing's Pliny the Younger. We call it the Pliny the Younger Spectacular. We've been doing it every year with Natalie and Vinny Chalurso, owners of Russian River Brewing. Yeah. Let's wrap up a little bit, Mark, and talk about you guys, how this is different this year, because it's a little bit different, every year with Pliny the Younger.
Vinny was telling a few things about it, and he can tell a few more, but one of the things that's really interesting to me as a brewer, they now have two breweries, and they're brewing Pliny the Younger at both breweries, and so there's a real opportunity for us beer lovers to get to both breweries and see if we can spot a difference between the two breweries. Now, these guys are capable brewers, and I think it's going to be hard to spot, but they got a brand new brew house they're working with.
The
brand new
Windsor. Windsor is so amazing.
A beautiful place, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so that is an opportunity for everybody to see the difference, because making the same beer at different breweries can be a challenge. So I think it'll be a good opportunity. Yes.
Herlinda raised her hand.
I did raise my hand. There's a lot of people here today, so I figured I better raise my hand for when I have a good question. Actually, it's not even a question. It's a congratulations. So you guys just got number two brewery in the world. I mean, you're on the Rate Beer Best Award.
Thank you.
I will drink to that.
We're number two.
So I think it's Triumph Farms. That's number one. You're in very good company. Breweries all over the world, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but I just heard today that Sean's not drinking anymore, so.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
More of here is
nothing wrong with that. Sean.
The owner of Hill Farmstead.
Oh, okay.
Well, hopefully it's for a good reason.
Health reasons.
But, Vinny, let me ask you this. And a lot of people who may be more into wine than beer, who knows? I mean, it's pretty equal, I would think, in this area. And craft beer has become such a major thing in our area. And, of course, Russian River is so responsible for a lot of that. Give me the history of Pliny the Younger. And then kind of, if you can, try to explain why it's so insanely popular.
So it started in 2005 when we made it for the first time. We wanted to make a winter seasonal, use up some of the capacity of this was when we just had the downtown pub, no production brewery, use up some of the capacity that we have during the slower months. Typically a brewery will make a barley wine that time of year. Barley wine's a beer with an alcohol that more resembles wine. But we were already making Pliny the Elder, so we decided to see if we could push the boundaries of the elder and see how much hops you can actually get into a glass of beer while still being drinkable. You know, we always jokingly say that Pliny the Younger wins the award for hide the alcohol, because at 10.25% alcohol, it does not taste like 10.25% alcohol.
No, it does not.
So we have a few tricks up our sleeve that we use to try to suppress the fusel or the higher alcohols that you would typically taste at a something this strong. And so for the first handful of years, quite honestly, nobody cared. You know, you could come into Russian River Brewery through 2009, you know, into about April. So we always released it in early February. You could come in early April.
It wasn't a huge deal.
It was still on tap at our anniversary on April 3rd.
Wow.
So then 2010 was the big year. Everything changed. I always show up to the brewery, you know, the morning of the first Friday of February, to tap the keg, and there's people waiting outside. So I go outside. I say, what are you folks doing here? And they said, well, we're here for the Taste Pliny the Younger this year. And I said, you know, we don't open for 4 hours. And they go, yeah, but it's one of the top-rated beers in the world. And I said, by who? Yeah. And they said, well, by Rate Beer and Beer Advocate, two of these websites that at the time were new, and we didn't really know anything about them. But that's where beer rating was going at the time, or rating was going in the beer world. It's a difference between the beer and the wine industry. In the beer industry, the rating's done by the consumer, and other consumers go to consumer websites, whereas in the wine world, it's Wine Spectator, it's Robert Parker, blah, blah, blah.
Dan Berger,
who we're great friends with, and we love Dan, and known him for years. But that's the difference between the wine and the beer world. So anyways, that changed everything for us, and every year after that, there's been a line. We stopped filling growlers that year because we sold 620 gallons in 8 hours that year. So that was not a good year for Russian River from a customer experience, customer service standpoint.
Just all around not the best year.
But like Natalie says, by 11:15, you open at 11. By 11:15, we'd made a lot of changes for next year.
All right. And again, I want to reiterate the whole new thing with the Windsor. The first time in Windsor with your spectacular new venue and brewery and everything. Tomorrow will be the first time.
Yeah, tomorrow. So,
and like you said, Natalie, who knows?
We don't know what we don't know. You know, we always say there's two things we can't help, we can't control, and that's the weather and how many people will show up. So we just hope for the best. We plan for the worst, and we hope that people will show up, and we hope that they will be prepared for rain and wind, and we've done everything we can to make them comfortable. We have easy ups that we'll be putting out tonight in Windsor, so we're going to go back to Windsor and help our staff get ready in case people show up overnight. We have a restroom that we actually designed to be accessible from the outside. We can unlock it automatically, electronically, which we've already done, so people are able to use a nice warm, dry restroom. Porta potties have already been delivered downtown, so City of Santa Rosa has been really helpful and really supportive with
that. Yeah, they've been cool with you guys.
Yeah, City of Santa Rosa has been great all these years. So really, Windsor and Santa Rosa, I can't say enough nice things about how excited and supportive they've been of us drawing all these people to Sonoma County.
One of the great things, too, about the Windsor location that they're doing this year as well, and you can tell everybody more about it, there's a shuttle.
Yeah.
And it's going, like, not just to Russian River Brewery, but it's going to other breweries and some of the wineries, cider, and hotels.
Yeah.
It's, you guys aren't only just, like, sustainable and delicious, but you're responsible, and it sounds like it's been a good teamwork, too, with Windsor.
Oh, it's great. I was just pleasantly surprised at how quickly this was put together. So Dominic Fapoli, the mayor of Windsor, and the interim town manager, Ken McNabb, invited us and some other businesses from the community to have a meeting and lunch at our brewery. They rolled out this idea, like, hey, we want to offer this free Windsor shuttle to go around from the Smart Train station to the local hotels, to the breweries, to the town green, to Grand Cru wine tasting room. I'm not even kidding you, this was about a month ago.
Wow.
And then they got on the town council's agenda. And town council unanimously approved it. And then they showed up 2 days ago to drop off a sign for their little shuttle stop and all of the brochures with the QR code so you can download the app and you can actually see the GPS of where the shuttle is. So, like, if you're at the brewery and you're waiting for the shuttle to pick you up to take you over to Barley and Vine and St. Florian's Brewery or maybe over to Barrel Brothers, you can wait outside at the little shuttle stop and it'll take you around. And it's
so
free.
So they can get the app.
Yeah, you just download. There's a little QR code, and you can just download it. It's pretty
That's
cool.
That's brilliant.
It is. It's really cool.
And it happened so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, that was neat to see. Like, yeah. Windsor is still a small,
they're nimble,
little charming town, and they're very nimble.
But they are nimble. You're right. And,
very
you know,
nimble.
They see what's going on and go, hey, we need to be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We need to help with this.
Yep.
I want to bring this up. It was a headline in the Press Democrat. With Russian River Brewing's Pliny the Younger on tap, Windsor is grappling with wider embrace of tourism. Your thoughts on that? I didn't get a chance to read the article today, but there's the headline.
I haven't had a chance to read the article as well. I think that Windsor is trying. I don't know if they're grappling, but I'm going to go with the word embracing.
That's what I was going to say.
I think that would be a better choice of words. Yeah, for sure. So I think that, I mean, the response from the town of Windsor to us has been overwhelmingly positive and warm and welcoming, and just the fact that they were able to throw this shuttle together so successfully
which shows that they're not grappling,
they're embracing.
They're embracing
we see opportunity here to draw more visitors to Windsor and keep them in the town of Windsor to stay in our hotels. And we have three hotels in Windsor that are offering special Pliny the Younger discounted rates, the Holiday Inn, Holiday Inn Express, and the Hampton Inn.
Santa Rosa.
Yeah. We've got several hotels, the Flamingo and the Hyatt and the Astro and the Marriott, and then Oxford Suites down in Roanoke Park, offering great discounts. Right. We've sold, I think, over 50 hotel rooms so far. So, yeah, it's been great. We're really hoping that Younger, you know, is another great way to bring people back to Sonoma County, and we can always use a little more visitors.
Well, and Santa Rosa is doing the February, where they're doing the beer passport is all the month of February, so it's not just Russian River. You know, it's also Santa Rosa breweries where you can go and you get this pass. You can pick it up at Willoughby's, one of our sponsors, thank you, and several breweries, and get your passport stamped and move around for February as well. And then also February, and I totally want to hear Mark and Vinny on this one, is also Flagship February for Flagship beers. So Anchor Steam is one of them. And so that's easy. Yeah. Mark Carpenter's here for that. And then what would be your pick for your flagship beer?
That's easy. For our brewery or anyone?
For you, personally.
I was going to say.
Because you know who's on the list, right? So I'm not going to...
Pliny the Elder would be our...
Yes.
You know, our flagship. And it's pretty straightforward.
Yes. Just us.
For us. But in the big picture, though, we're pretty small. And this whole thing in the beer industry right now with flagship beers is that the, you know, newer beer consumer doesn't want to drink the same beer. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about, you know, trying a new beer every time. The last beer conference we were at, there was a talk that Natalie and I went to, and there was this one brewery on stage that said they released, like, 2 new beers a week for all of last year.
Amazing, isn't it?
That's just insane from a brewing standpoint.
Yes.
So, you know, for me, I really appreciate beers like Anchor Steam and Sierra Nevada Pale Ale that have, you know, had the staying power for all these decades. And, you know, there aren't too many iconic beer brands left.
No, and I think it's a nice thing that that this is reminding people of some of the great beers that started the craft movement. You know, I mean, Anchor certainly was right there. You know, the Wright brothers invented the airplane, but we don't go fly around in many Wright airplanes today. So hopefully...
Yeah, what's up with that, by the way?
I don't know.
I want to go.
So I hope Anchor keeps up. I see that my old brewery is coming out with some good beers. And
that would be Anchor, folks, in San Francisco, where Mark started in 71.
And their barley wine Line just won the Tornado Festival.
Yeah. So they we're still old school there.
Yeah, the old brewery's still making some great beers. One question I have for you guys is, now, if we're out at the Windsor Brewery lined up to taste the Younger, can we get online and go on the self-guided tour?
Yeah.
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real opportunity because that's a beautiful tour you have there.
Thank you. I've been lucky enough
to be on it. And you have some interesting things to look at, open fermenters.
In fact, we brewed Happy Hops into two of the open top fermenters today. So for the next 3 days,
Happy Hops.
There will be Happy
there
Hops.
Will be,
there will be. I want Happy Hops.
It's actually an old Grace Brothers
beer. It's an old Grace Brothers beer from Sonoma County.
So you should see the yeast being collected out of those tomorrow if you're out there tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We've sold out of all of our tours during Planning
the
Younger.
All the guided tours.
Yeah, of course.
Because we decided to add Pliny the Younger to the tour.
Right.
And so we'll probably have a lot of visitors just come for the tour. But we think a lot of people will come, take the guided tour, and then hop back in line. But certainly people can take a break from the line, say, hey, we saved my place in line. I'm going to go on the self-guided tour.
And if they have the things, the wristband.
The wristband is only for the pub. And so if you get into the pub, you can't. We are not going to give you ins and outs in the pub because we don't want people getting lost and then suddenly finding them 10 hours later, passed out at the beer garden. So yeah, when you're in the pub, you're in the pub. If you want to go on this self-guided tour, you're out.
You know, that happens a lot in on this show with this new studio. People are just
wandering around aimlessly
through the hallway.
We find them asleep in our boss's office.
Yeah, But no, you know, if I mean, the line in the past has been hours long. So someone, you know, holds the place in line for their friends. They can they can run off and do the self-guided tour and
that's
and
great.
Check it out. And,
I think this is going to be a historical year with the two breweries and lots of opportunities to try the beer twice and to really see what happens with it.
I've had both breweries today. What we're drinking is actually 4th Street downtown. We were literally running it through the centrifuge when we left, just finished. So Natalie and I drank that. So this is like our fifth time drinking Younger today.
I would go with tasting, not drinking today.
Yes, it's all tasting.
Been a long
Natalie and Vinny Chilurzo, co-owners of Russian River Brewing. It is Pliny the Younger time. We call it the Pliny the Younger Spectacular every year here. Brouhaha, brought to you by Hop Monk in Sebastopol, Novato, Sonoma, and, of course, the Twin Oaks Roadhouse in Penn Grove, also by Willoughby's in Petaluma and Santa Rosa. I always like to have her, Linda, and Mark Carpenter talk about Willoughby's. Mark's there all the time in Petaluma, where he lives, and
right across from the train station. Easy to get a beer for the train.
There train beers.
Perfect.
And they have a great selection. It's a fabulous place, and
they do so much stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah. They have the treasures room that has, like, you know, like, even it has that $500 bottle of, you know, the 24-year-old Teeling's whiskey we had the other day. That was fun. They actually have a huge walk-in cigar humidor in the Santa Rosa one as well. Hey, it's almost Valentine's. Cigars, beers, chocolate. They always chocolates. Actually, they had the repartee.
That's a good idea. I'll get a cigar for my wife.
They have a lot of cold champagne always as well, too. So you don't have to wait for to be romantic.
That's it.
For February.
I could get a cigar any day.
Hop Monk. Great beers, great food, great people. It's all so cool. And special Russian River Brewing Pliny the Younger Spectacular. With us, Natalie and Vinny Chilurzo, owners of Russian River. And tomorrow, beginning at 11, it is Pliny the Younger time. Explain how this is going to work, because you got the new place in Windsor, too.
Yep. Well, we are releasing Pliny the Younger. This is our 15th annual release, and we'll be releasing it at both breweries tomorrow. We open at 11 a.m. It'll be on tap from February 1st through the 14th.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
Talk about something to take your wife to, Mark.
That's it.
Yeah. Pliny the Younger. Right
a
there.
A cigar and Pliny the Younger, boy, I'll tell you.
You're done.
She just loved me forever.
I don't think that's the word she's going to use.
Give her a cigar, too.
By the way, if you go in for the Pliny and they pull your three tabs and you're done, they have so many other beers that are fabulous. One of my favorites is their Dribble Belt.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to have Vinny explain to me what a dribble belt was after all my visits to the hop fields.
To Siegel Ranch?
To Siegel Ranch, yeah. I never had heard what a dribble belt was. It's one of the parts of the hop picking machine.
I'm sorry, my brain is going into all sorts of comedy things as an old man. I'm wearing a dribble belt right now.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. We need them.
The trouble with dribbles.
Explain that,
Vinny. The dribble belt, the part of the hop picking machine, that was invented right here in Santa Rosa at Downauer Manufacturing.
What the hell is it?
Where it's the part of the hop picker that separates the actual hop cone from all the stems and the vines after they've been separated apart. And Florian Downauer invented the hop picking machine here in Santa Rosa in the late 50s.
Wow.
Right downtown in...
Bike Monkey is there.
Yeah, Bike Monkey is there now.
Yeah, Carlos is in that space.
Yeah, across the street
Mendocino on 7th.
So. It's on, it's on 5th Street in Railroad Square.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Steve, can I get a quick question in here for the Russian River folk?
Yeah, grab Herlinda's mic, if you would.
The last time I had a chance to enjoy this was a couple of years ago here at the studio, and you brought in a wonderful beer. Herlinda and I were talking about this in the green room, Scratching Post, and I haven't seen it since. Have I missed it? What's the story behind Scratching Post?
Yes, Scratching Post is a 4.25%, maybe 4.5% alcohol, Belgian-inspired blonde ale. It's Natalie and I are crazy cat people. We love our three cats. A little shout out to Growler, Ferdinand, and Matilda.
I'm sure they're listening.
Oh, they're at home listening. They have it on their iPod. And they're, you know,
they got their
Apple
headphones
watches on. And they're old school. They go iPod. You know? Even though you can't hear radio on iPod, they have some special
podcast. We have a podcast.
And now Scratching Post is a low alcohol Belgian blonde ale. It's a great style that I love when we go to Belgium.
Are you guys not making it?
And we haven't made it in a long time. It's funny, though. I have a sticky note on both our brewing calendars, and on both of them I have Scratching Post. And this is just my reminder of, okay, let's get this in the schedule soon.
Make it again.
All right. So happy to hear that.
Speaking of cats, which I wish that I could bring a cat to a brewery. However, you guys are very dog-friendly. Mm-hmm. Like in the outside area, right? Now, what about during like Planet of the Younger? Like dogs still welcome?
Yeah.
All that?
So during Planet of the Younger, the only way that you can get in is to wait in line, just like everybody else. So if you have your dogs, if you have your kids, or whatever, you still got to wait your turn to get in.
And your kids need to be on a leash too.
So if you are welcome to wait with your dogs or your kids to get in, and with somebody who's bringing a dog in, if they wish to, you know, sit down and enjoy the full Younger experience, sit for 3 hours and eat and drink and have a great time on the patio, which we have, dining out on the patio and are dog friendly, they just need to wait until a seat at the bar or a table opens up on the patio. That's it. So the beer garden will be open weather permitting, but we will limit how many people we allow into the beer garden. But again, people will still need to wait in line to get into the beer garden.
Well, you guys, again, this is the first year for the brand new Windsor venue, so it's going to be, like you said, we'll see what happens. And, you know, because you got to learn from each thing. You're used to the 4th Street Santa Rosa thing, but this is going to be new, and it's going to be so cool. It's Pliny the Younger. Starting tomorrow, 11 o'clock at both locations?
Yep, 11 o'clock.
Full menu going to during Planet of the Younger.
Do you
have a different menu than the downtown Santa Rosa?
Okay.
Windsor has a little bit different. You actually have French fries, which they're
we
awesome.
We do. We have double fried French fries.
Belgian style frites.
Yeah, we have a burger. We're adding a couple of things to the menu tomorrow, a vegan burger. And a couple of other things. So we'll have a couple new things up in Windsor and our delicious pizza downtown.
You're going to be doing, like, looking at the future, you guys are doing, like, events outdoors, indoors?
You know, not really.
That kind of stuff,
Not really. We don't have a conditional use permit to do events up there. We really like to be open to the public all the time. And you start hosting events, and then the next thing you know, somebody has come all the way from, you know, Main Street, USA, to visit your brewery for the first time, and you're closed because you're hosting a special event. And we hate doing that. And so you're probably not going to see us hosting things like weddings and, and parties where we have to close for business. We have an event space, but we can, you know, host, we'll have an event space ready in March where we can host, like, you know, like a Christmas party or something for KSRO, for example.
Okay. We'll be there. We are there. The great Vinny and Natalie Chilurzo, owners of Russian River Brewing, the new place in Windsor, will be part of all the Pliny the Younger Spectacular going on beginning at 11 o'clock tomorrow. Natalie and Vinily?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that. Just say Vinny and Natalie together. Yeah. Just go Vinily. It's very normal.
Yeah, it is. Vinily.
Yep. If you missed some of this, you can actually go onto iTunes or Spotify or Reddit and find the podcast. This is the first Pliny the Younger event that's going to be on podcast now. We're so excited.
Yes, it's the Brouhaha podcast.
Brewhaha.
Yeah, and you should subscribe.
Yes.
And then Mike sends you a buck, and you get all the stuff on your phone or in your laptop as we put it up as a podcast.
You can get listen over and over and you know, be envious over and over of what we're getting to do today. Pretty excited.
Yeah, so check it out and subscribe. That way every Brouhaha episode or California Wine Country episode, when you subscribe, doesn't cost anything, and you get it right on all your stuff, your phone, and everything else. Vinny and Natalie, God bless you so much. We love you.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you. It's always fun.
Always fun.
Thanks for being in.
It's always a great way to kick off younger.
It is. Yeah, we feel that, you know, once we get this, you know, we come and we hang out with you guys and have some younger and do the interview. It's like it's official. It's younger has begun.
Exactly.
Well, we certainly feel special. We get to taste it and beforehand. This is just fabulous. It's a great beer.
Thank you.
People are going to love
Thanks.
It.
Thanks,
All right,
Mark
Carpenter, Herlinda, and Vinny, and Natalie Chilurzo from Russian River Brewing. The Pliny Mayhem starts at 11 o'clock, both in Windsor and in Santa Rosa. Kids, thanks so much. We love you.
Thanks,
everybody.
All right,
thanks.
We'll see you soon.
You got it.
All right, yeah, baby.
Nice.
Thanks, everybody. You've been great.